You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations says it is working on a package to allow for the export of millions of tons of grain from Ukraine and provide unrestricted access to global markets for Russian food fertilizers. Ukraine is one of the world's largest exporters of wheat, corn, and sunflower oil. But a Russian blockade of its Black Sea ports has brought supply chains to a grinding halt, sparking fears of a world food crisis. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the number of people facing severe food insecurity could increase by 47 million this year.
The war, together with the other crises, is threatening to unleash an unprecedented wave of hunger and destitution, leaving social and economic chaos in its wake. Vulnerable people and vulnerable countries are already being hit hard, but make no mistake, no country or community will be left untouched by this cost of living crisis.
22 million tons of grain are currently sitting in silos, unable to be shipped out. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country is working with the United Nations to ensure the grain can be exported from the country's ports through a safe passage.
We are working with the United Nations and with the Secretary General, Mr. Guterres, on this issue. We said that we believe safe maritime corridors must be created with the help of the fleet of one or another Western country that Ukraine can trust. This is what we are working on today.
Russia's foreign minister says it is up to Ukraine to demine the seaports and reopen them. Sergei Lavrov met with his Turkish counterpart in Ankara with the UN proposal on the agenda. Both Russia and Turkey voiced support for the creation of a safe maritime corridor in the Black Sea for Ukrainian grain exports. Mr. Lavrov says their side has never created any obstacles and says they will be glad to cooperate if the Ukrainian authorities are ready to do so.
To solve this problem, the only thing needed is for the Ukrainians to let vessels out of their ports, either by demining them or by marking out safe corridors. Nothing more is required.
Turkey says this should be accompanied by an easing of Western sanctions on Russia. The country has maintained close ties with both nations. Turkey has been critical of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but hasn't joined the international sanctions against the Kremlin. While food exports are technically exempt from the sanctions, Russia claims that restrictions on its ships and banks made it impossible to deliver its grain to global markets. Meanwhile, some Ukrainian officials say Russia is trying to scare the world into committing to a deal to reopen the Black Sea on Moscow's terms. Vitaly Kim is the governor of the Mykolaiv region, where Russian shelling destroyed the warehouses of one of Ukraine's largest agricultural commodities terminals. He says they are using the attack on food and agricultural targets as a method to possibly open up a deal to allow Ukrainian and Russian grain to use the waterway in exchange for an easing of sanctions.
When they shoot in agricultural enterprises and grain facilities and storages, they're trying to make the situation look like that is a catastrophe in agriculture and food sector of economics in the whole world. That's why they rolling in the news that it is bad, it is catastrophe, etc. Why? Because they saying, okay, we can let you go with the trade, but give us something instead.
Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba says he wants to resolve the food crisis, but in order to proceed, the final decision must take into account the security interests of Ukraine. He says to restart shipping grain exports, this needs to be ensured by their trusted partners, such as Turkey.
We need a complete, or rather sufficient, number of weapons capable of defending Odessa and this part of the Black Sea coast from the land against Russia's naval targets. And we need a clear mission to patrol this channel through which grain will be delivered by ships of countries we can trust. In this regard, we can trust the Turkish Navy in particular.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.